WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin.
It's just a matter of what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got 2 words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
She's back, and it looked like the women's division was on top. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming, it's not Twitch Prime, it's just Prime. Support Chat by clicking the purple button below the screen. You can use creator code RocketSock or Lindsay Ward in Fortnite M Shop when you buy all the new Battle Pass stuff, all the sidekicks and more, because hashtag epic partner. I'm the producer, that's Lindsay Ward.
Oh, things were hot and spicy tonight to help warm up on a chilly December day, because I don't know where you guys are, but it is cool here. I don't want to say it's cold, but it's cool and it's rainy. And yeah, this was a hot, hot show.
My computer says it's 30 degrees at the moment.
It's cold where he is. It's not cold here. It's, what is it here? I don't even know. It's 44 here, so that's not cold. It's cool, but it's not cold.
That will do. But Monday Night Raw featured the tag team championship match. It featured the semifinals in the John Cena's last time as now tournament. It was a fun show. And also people made declarations for a certain event coming up here next month. But let's talk about the last time is now tournament. It was a Jey Uso and LA Knight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Battling to find out which one will make it to the finals this Friday on SmackDown. Jey Uso threw everything he had at LA Knight, but LA Knight rolled him up with the crucifix and got the win. Move on. And then Jey Uso was upset.
Oh, he had him mad.
He's very frustrated with himself. He's very sad. He kicked things around. He threw down the prime. I believe he was also backstage, and Jackie Redman was trying to get a whole word with him. And then sort of made mention that the titles look better on Roman's shoulders. He didn't care about Bron Breakker or the Masked Man. He's very frustrated with himself. And rightfully so. He should be frustrated. They lost War Games. He lost tonight. He's not world champion. Things are not going his way right now.
He slid down the mountain quite a bit since WrestleMania, hasn't he?
Well, since SummerSlam. We're right before SummerSlam when he lost the title, whenever it was. So it's kind of go downhill a little bit. Back in June, I think it was June, right before the Goldberg match. They lost the title. Things are not going his way completely, but at least he can still yeet. So he still
there
does
is that. That.
And then the other semifinal match, it was Gunther Solo Sikoa. Pretty good match. It was better than I expected.
This was a really good match. I would mind seeing this again. I actually would not mind seeing a feud between these two. I really wouldn't, just to see what that would be. I am highly, highly curious about it.
Gunther advances, so it will be Gunther versus LA Knight. Yeah. Friday, SmackDown.
I do want to ask you this one question, kind of going back to Jey for a second. In your opinion, what do you think will be the thing that pushes Jey over the edge? Because obviously he's getting close, right? Like, he had a tantrum at ringside. He's upset. He's mad at himself. He doesn't really know what to do. He's kind of sort of hit. that first fork in the road, as it were. He hasn't hit rock bottom yet, but he's hit that first real fork in the road in this journey. So it's like, what do you think is the thing that's going to send him over?
I'm not sure. I don't know what would, because it can't be anything with his family, because he's always supports his family. Unless if Roman gets the belt back, that would maybe cause jealousy at some point, but I'm not sure.
Could they bring it for full circle? Could they have Roman win the title back and Jay challenge for the title? Because that was like the one thing in their entire, that was like essentially what began the bloodline, was Roman looking to give Jay the opportunity, right? So could that be the thing?
It could.
That like sends him over, that like it's that full circle moment where, but like Roman's the face and Jay's the heel.
It could. Could happen.
I just wonder where you take Jay from there if he loses. Because you can't reform the bloodline. You can't do it. You can't. Okay. I mean, they could. They absolutely could. But nobody
wants it,
right?
They can't. I mean, no. But they could. I'm not sure. We'll see.
We will see.
World tag titles. Dragon Lee, AJ Styles against the New Day. Good match.
This is really good.
AJ and Dragon Lee retain.
This was super duper entertaining. Like, I enjoyed this quite a lot.
It was a really good
match.
There
was really good synergy with these four.
As one would believe there would be. But the champs retained, and they came up to Adam Pearce. So they want to defend them next week, and it's going against the War Raiders. Should be another good one.
That'll be fun.
Should be another really good battle there. Adam Pearce is in search of whoever the mystery man was on Saturday was. They believe it's Seth Rollins, because apparently he was seen without his brace on, and they're trying to figure it out. He has a ref trying to figure it out for him, trying to stooge it off, but we'll see what happens. But speaking of what happened at War Games, the Vision came to the ring. He praised Logan Paul and how he fits into the future of Paul Heyman's Vision. He mentioned Brock Lesnar, and then talks about the first anniversary of Raw on Netflix, January 5th. Earlier in the evening, Paul Heyman wanted to speak to Adam Pearce, so they had a conversation. It wasn't about the Mystery Man, it was about Bron Breakker. And on that first anniversary of Raw on Netflix, just like CM Punk wrestled in the first episode against Seth Rollins, not for a title then, but this time CM Punk will defend the World's Heavyweight Championship on the first anniversary against Bron Breakker. Then Bron Breakker then cut the promo of his life. Go ahead.
Yeah, he went for it, man. He totally went for it. But yeah, could we see a title change hands? I wonder.
He's not upset about Batman interfering at War Games and trying to steal his moment or being in Arizona. He was disappointed that it was so easy to beat CM Punk. He was nothing more than a soft-ass bitch. Punk is no different than any veteran who's living off the past accomplishment. Punk should be worried about how his wife is a bigger star than he is. Talked about CM Punk trying to break his neck at War Games. Breakker said he's coming for every good memory these fans have of CM Punk. He talked about the Punk big time backstage at WrestleMania, saying, asking him, can you cut a promo with the big dogs now? He goes, well, la-dee-da, consider the promo cut. Punk will be looking up the lights on January 5th and realize that he's not even close to the badass Bron Breakker. The real best in the world. He cut his money promo. It had to be done. Because if he's going to challenge for the world title, it's the promo he needed to hit. And he did. He knocked it out of the park.
He absolutely did. And you can tell that he's improved in his promo skills from a couple months ago when Seth was out. And he was kind of having to help carry. He sort of was a little lost. Didn't really know what he was doing. All right, I shouldn't say he didn't know what he was doing, but he was inexperienced in what he was doing. I think that's a better way to phrase it. And clearly somebody's been working with him, or he's been working on it himself, or maybe a combination therein, to improve his overall promo skills. And this came off very well for him, which is what you need if you will be having him challenge Punk, is he needs to be able to cut those promos, because that's what Punk does, right? Is Punk goes out there and that's how Punk sells matches, is it's not the actual wrestling, it's the story around the wrestling. And if only one person is doing the storytelling, it doesn't work. You both have to be telling the story. So Braun needs to be able to talk. That was always kind of the problem with Punk and Gunther, was the match was really good, but the story leading into the match was just sort of because Gunther, for all of his qualities, is not a promo guy. He's just not. He's gotten better at it, but he's not known as the promo guy. He's known for his wrestling. So Braun was kind of in that same boat, where he was known for his physicality, but he wasn't necessarily known for his promo work. because he'd never really had to do it much in the past, because he could sell it with everything he had in the ring. And now it's, if you want to go to that next level, you have to step up your game. You have to be able to talk if you want to be in the main event. That's just it. You have to, because that's how you sell the matches. That's how you sell the stories. That's how you sell everything. Because, you know, the match can be really good, and we've seen it time and time again. It can be a fantastic five-star match, but if there's no story around it, not as many people are going to care, and that's a problem when they're trying to put butts in seats and sell tickets and merch and everything else. So good on him for improving.
Logan Paul ran into Rey Mysterio backstage. Rey Mysterio slapped the shit out of him.
It was so pretty. It was so beautiful. Loved every second of it. Thank you, Rey.
Monday Night Raw, though, opened. Actually, no, we're going to save that one. We'll get back to them in a segment. We got the Judgment Day in the ring. Dom's calling himself the greatest luchador, the greatest Mysterio, the greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time since he beat John Cena. He thanked all his boys. He thanked Raquel. He thanked Roxanne. And then he thanked Liv Morgan, the ace up his sleeve, just in case the plan they had didn't work, he had the ace up his sleeve, Liv Morgan. Liv is back. I missed everybody. And she's here to right the ship of Judgment Day. She talked about, you know, all of them losing titles. But that's okay. They're back together. Judgment Day are back together and ready to run Monday Night Raw and take everything back that belongs to them. Liv slapped Dom and they hugged. So I guess he likes being slapped around.
He's into being smacked. I don't know. Apparently. It's a kinky thing.
Stephanie Vaquer was asked what's next. She ran into where Liv Morgan walked up and reminded her that she's back as well.
Liv, honey, all due respect, full respect. I don't think Stephanie's that afraid.
Monday Night Raw opened with Io Sky and Rhea Ripley. They talked about winning war games, but the fight isn't over because the Kabuki Warriors betrayed her best friend, Io Sky. Rhea wants the women's tag team titles, you know, to get a little bit of revenge. They want the belt, but so do the former champions, Charlotte and Alexa, who came out. And they want, Alexa's like, you know, just pump the brakes a little bit about going up to the title since, you know, we're still owed our rematch. Rhea told Charlotte that, you know, she respects her, but you got to get back in the line because they already lost to the Kabuki Warriors. And Charlotte's like, I don't go back in line for anybody. You know this. And then Lex goes and said, why don't we fight tonight? And that was what was agreed to. So your main event of the show was for a shot, I guess, at the women's tag team titles, or just a casual match between four women. It was Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss taking on Rhea Ripley and Io Sky. Hell of a match. Kabuki Warriors interfered at the end, causing a no contest. Lyra and Bayley made the save. Then Judgment Day showed up. And then the Judgment Day ended up standing tall. Raquel grabbed the belt. Roxanne grabbed the belt. Roxanne was like, here, Liv. Here, take the belt. And Liv's like, no. She gives it right back. Because while Liv was talking earlier, you kind of saw in Roxanne's face, like, yeah, she's back. Yeah, yay. She's probably going to hurt me or something. But no. Liv handed the belt, raised her hands as Judgment Day stood tall.
Judgment Day is united, at least for right now. We'll see for how long, because, you know, Roxanne was enjoying life without Liv there. She was kind of running the show, right? Like, she was the head BITCH in charge, right? And now Liv's back, and Roxanne's got to take the back seat, and we'll see how much she likes that, right?
Yeah.
How much she enjoys that, because I don't think she's going to like it. I will say the really interesting thing about it is the reaction that Liv had on the return, especially with Dom and with Roxanne and with everybody. So it at least demonstrates that Liv knew kind of what was going on the whole time.
Yeah.
And unlike Rhea, she's not going to get caught off guard by it. It's like, all right, you want to have your fun while I'm gone? Fine. You have your fun while I'm gone. Because, again, we all know way back, what, like a year ago, whenever all this crap started, like, Liv was not in love with Dom. And Dom is not in love with Liv. We know this. Liv is with Dom purely to get at Rhea. That was the whole beginning of that story, is Liv steals Dom from Rhea. And any relationship after that between Liv and Dom is purely, I don't want to say physical because I don't want to imply that, but like, it's not romantic at all. Okay? It's just, there's no romance there. So it's, having her come back after being gone for so long, especially with Roxanne kind of putting her ruse on Dom. And there's been some questionable things that have happened between the two, but nothing that would imply that he cheated on her. But, you know, having Liv come back and being like, all right, you had your fun. Now I'm back. Now we're not doing this anymore. And her just kind of being all right with it, at least for right now, is a choice. I'm not saying it's a bad choice. It's definitely a choice. And I'm actually curious to see what they do with it. If it's just Liv is biding her time, if she's really okay with it, or if it's, you know, she's giving Dom and Roxanne, and to an extent Raquel, the opportunity to more or less F themselves, right? She's giving them that leeway to sort of like set them up in that trap that, are they really going to betray her? Are they really going to betray Judgment Day? Or is everything as cool as we think it is? And we don't have that answer yet.
We don't yet. That's what good storytelling is. We will get there eventually. That was Raw. It was Fraser's epic. And as I was reading the recap, it wasn't the great shows hyped up. You got really good wrestling. It was paint by number. Like, that was a really good wrestling show. Bron Breakker cut a promo. You put Liv back in the front as the face of the women's division. And the one other thing we forgot to mention, which was really good. Natty training Maxine. Natty.
In the Loki legend.
Natty.
In the low-key legend gimmick.
Not Natalya. Natty.
Natty.
That was good.
I've been waiting to see if they were going to bring that gimmick to the main show or not, because she's doing that out on the indies, and it's like, huh, that's an interesting presentation of her. And it would be fun to see that come to TV and see how that fits into TV. Because Natty or Natalya is kind of one of those characters that she changes, but she doesn't, right? Because it's always a spin on Natty Neidhart.
Yeah.
And who she is as a person. Mm-hmm. And that's always kind of been my issue with Natty as a performer, is that she's never really been able to go beyond being a Neidhart and what that is. She's always kind of, she'll get close to it, but then she kind of stops. Because it's, no, this, I'm going to stay in this zone right here, and I'm not necessarily going to go beyond this zone. And I feel like whatever this new gimmick is, which we haven't seen a lot of it because it's been done on the indies only, I think pushes that a little bit. I think she's still kind of staying in that zone, but it's more, this is who she's grown into as a person. This is who she is now beyond the legacy, and now she's building her own legacy with the name. And so I very much look forward to seeing that come to TV, if it comes to TV at all. If not, that's fine. But I think this is a much better presentation for her than what they were doing with her previously. Because I think before she was just kind of sort of just there, right? She was just, it's just Natty. And that's just it. It's like, yay, Natty. We all love Natty, but it's just Natty. Now it's, she's kind of, it's like, oh, it's not just Natty anymore. Oh, no. We maybe need to pay attention to this. Just a thought.
But that was Monday Night Raw.
It is Monday Night Raw. This was a very good show. I thought this was a great way to follow up Survivor Series and set up stuff for Rumble, set up stuff for the end of the year, and kind of carry us forward. So I thought this was a great show.
Indeed, but there was another show we have to talk about that everyone hated this Wednesday on the Rack.
That's right. Tune in, because I have to do a thing Thursday night. So we are going a night early. We're doing the Rack on Wednesday. So it'll be at 10 p.m. Eastern. And we are talking all about Survivor Series. We'll let you know what we thought of the show, what we enjoyed and what we didn't enjoy on the show, which I, just as a little teaser, I didn't hate it as much as other people did, I guess. There were points of it that I didn't like, but overall I thought it was fine. But we'll talk more about that on Wednesday. So it's The Rack, Tim P. Meester, right here on WallTalkRadio.com.
Check out the Intern's Choice Awards from this past Saturday. It's available now at CBRealLive.com, wherever you can podcast. But this Saturday, it's a decade plus 8. It is 900. It is CB Radio. Tune in, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, it's WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. And as of now, I guess we'll just talk about John Cena's final match as we head into Saturday night's main event a week from Saturday, which will be live right after 4. So this is, again, wonky schedule time. There's no poster next week. We're going to watch the Eagles lose next Monday. So we'll be back in 2 weeks for the Raw post show on a Monday night. Chat, if you have Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming. It is not Twitch Prime. It is just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen. Support the channel. Use creator code ROCKETSOCK in the Fortnite or
Lin's M word
in the Fortnite app shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lin's Ward, LNSWRD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lin's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@Lin's Ward. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lin's Ward Zero.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Chat, we'll see you Wednesday for another edition of The Rack. We'll be back in 2 weeks for the Raw Post Show. Live right here on the Wild Talk with Rare Network. Streaming live right here along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.